Right, but I'm saying if Jose's pants don't dance, then they're no pants of yours. But if they did dance, then
yeah, of course they'd be my pants. Because my pants dance. Because if they dance, then they'd be pants of mine.
Oh,
damn.
I get it now.
All right, right? Yeah. You with me?
Now the gears are turning.
What? It's gears?
I knew you'd get there.
Terry, Terry, we should talk about our favorite Gears of War moments when the podcast starts.
Gears of War moments?
Yes.
Yes, Ryan.
You guys playing Gears of War?
Oh my god, Ryan.
Oh my god, it's like...
Are you guys playing Gears of War?
Wow, Jose!
Both of you. Just terrible. It's like they don't know us.
Dude, I work all the time.
I want to play Gears of War.
No one's inviting either one of you.
You can't. It's too late. We already played. It's done.
Stop it, Brian. We're done.
Drop it.
Welcome back to episode 129 of the Team Mongoose podcast. We're joined with my good buddy Terry, other good buddy Ryan, and my good buddy in the south.
You had to really think that one. You were like, well, I'm not sure if he's a good buddy.
Well, see, Jose, when it comes to you, when I do introductions for you, it's either...
the amigo.
It's either, do I want to go... like, racist towards being Mexicans, racist towards being black, or do I just want to call you my friend?
No, I'm black, apparently. That is the new thing.
Go!
Terry, you're not the only black guy here. I am actually black.
Tell us why you are now black.
Well, because that's my job. As you know, I sell games and game accessories. And,
Games accessories?
Wait, what do you do?
Well, I'm in Texas, so I sell games and video game accessories.
Since when?
Since a while ago. I've been working there for like a month. Why do you think I... Why do you think you haven't seen me? I've been working every day.
Because you did doubles this shit.
Because he's a shit. Like, I never saw you anyway.
Literally every...
You fucking change jobs. All of a sudden I just don't see you.
No, I still have the other job. I have two jobs.
I never saw you anyway.
You can't say that. 100% of all of us will say we didn't see you for jack shit before.
Yeah, like, you can't say that to me. Don't blame me.
You always look
like, I was working.
I work all the time, too. I make time for people.
No, I have no days off. I can't make time for people.
You're here.
The worst. Right?
Well, yeah, because I'm sacrificing a little bit of sleep.
You're sacrificing time with DJ Hero.
Oh, I know, man. I just got it. I'm going to be the best. All right, but as I was saying, regardless, So I sell video games, sort of. That's my second job. And I was there, and this dude started talking about, like, RPGs, and he said RPGs, and, like, I was just like, I'm going to help this guy out. Which, mind you, I helped him out on my day off, because I came in to go pick up Zombie U, and, like, this guy needed help, and I was like, I'll help, you know. So, the dude, I started talking to him basically about Tales of Symphonia, and, of course, as you know, it was coming out, and I was like, dude, if you liked any fucking RPGs, I'm not going to go full in detail, but I told the guy, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to pick it up, and he ends up basically paying the game off in full to go pick it up on, you know, like, it was like 5 days after it was going to come out. And he came in that next, like, a couple days after, and he goes, hey, that black guy was really good with what he told me.
That black guy. It's just like that, huh?
He was like, Yep, he goes, that black guy was really, he really did sway me on that. It was actually a really good game so far. And my manager, of course, being an asshole, goes, he's Mexican. And the guy's honest response was, well, he's pretty dark for a Mexican.
Oh, Texas. Well, what's wrong with him?
So now, I'm sure he's not a bit of a mutt.
So now I'm black. That is my new thing. I'm black.
I don't think it's a new thing, Jose.
Congratulations.
Black all along, so.
Well, like now I'm like full black. Like now it's like there's no Hispanic.
he's a pure black now.
Nah, I gotta find like a new black name. Like I'm not Jose can't work, and he'd be like Tyrone or something.
Well, good luck with your black name search, Jose.
You gotta be Jerome.
Jerome.
That's the one.
Jerome. I like Jerome.
Yeah.
Jerome's the one.
Okay, I think Jerome's my new black name.
It's a name where you could read it and you'd be like, yeah, that's a black man. And then they'll be right.
No questions.
You can always be Jerome when you're around your Mexican.
There you go. Look at that. It's a win-win now.
Well, I think it'd still be, I'd be Jerome. I'd be a Jerome. Jerome's here. There has to be something in there. It's like black and brown.
It's Blaxican.
Keep it ambiguous, and then just roll with it.
Yeah, yeah. What's a name that has no gender and no race attached to it?
Alex.
That was really quick.
Oh, that was right. Yeah, I'm impressed.
That was pretty good.
Oh. I know girl Alexes and guy Alexes. That's why, just because we have a bunch of
them. I know different races of Alexes, too.
Yeah. Next question, shoot.
No, that's it. I'm done. Yeah, all right. Well, that was Jose, you burned through my list already, man. I had it written down and everything, and it's just like, I first off, check up on Jose, ask Jose how his current racial standings are, then ask Jose how his game job is. And it was all questions for you. I don't have any questions for the other guys.
All right, we're done then. Podcast over. Thanks, guys, for coming. We'll see you at the next episode.
Listen, all right, it's not an official podcast unless we try to end it immediately.
And go play a different game.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. I'm tired of this game. Speaking of games, South Park came out with
Shut up!
Game. Jose, you don't have
Sorry.
It?
No, and everyone, this you have to understand. Like, I've been, sitting here, waiting, because I'm waiting for other games, like Titanfall, and I really want to get sticky. I don't even know if I'm going to get Titanfall day one, because I'm just, I'm broke.
Right.
And everyone at my job has been talking about it constantly, and they're like, dude, it's so good, you got to get it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I was, skeptical on it, because I was like, hey, it might be all right. And then, of course, people are streaming it on Twitch, and I was like, this game looks amazing.
Yeah.
And now I basically come into work every single day, and these guys are like, dude, South Park. And I'm like, dude, fuck you. How about that? And it was the same thing with Bravely Default. I didn't pick up Bravely Default when it came out. And
how
of course,
that?
Apparently it is the most amazing game so far to come out for a Square Enix game to come out for the 3DS.
I'm playing it right now.
Like, the guy, he ends up telling me, because I didn't get it, and he was just like, he goes, oh man, you're missing out. He comes the next day, he goes, let me tell you, man, the first couple hours of that game are just so tragic and amazing. And I was like, dude, just shut up, please.
I can't.
So, so now it's like I get taunted now with these new games coming in. I'm just like, I can't.
Of course you get taunted. You work at a game store now, too.
I know, and I get a discount, but still, it's only on used games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only game I have right now reserved that's coming out at the end of the month, and that's my birthday gift to myself, is they're doing BlazBlue for PS3 only.
Of course.
And they're doing a limited edition one, which the limited edition one comes with a little chibi statue of Rachel Alucard.
My favorite character.
clearly. Well, it's only I think it's literally the collector's edition is $70. And it's you're basically paying $10 more or $15 more. Bam, collector's edition. So I was just I'm going to get it. Usually that's my birthday gift to myself. But yeah. So I really want to get Stick of Truth, but I'm kind of I think I'm going to have to wait and just go get it maybe on a Steam sale, summer sale.
Mm-hmm.
And just, be that guy who's going to be really hype about it, and everyone's like, yeah, that's old news.
Well, maybe it might come back around at that point. Everybody's been done with it, and then they'll see it come back and they're oh yeah, I remember this game. It was fun.
No, I got to deal with the people on my Steam list. They're going to be like, oh, you're playing the game? Hey, when you get to this part, don't do this. I'm going to be like, ah.
Fuck. Well, I would remove it.
Like, why don't you let me make my own mistakes? So that's what I'm kind of worried about. I'm going to have to be, like, incognito when I play that shit. So, like, because I know people are going to be like, hey, do this, no, do this.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it being late as hell, it's kind of like when Pokemon came out. You're just like, make sure you don't fuck this up when you get to this part of the game. You're like,
we're past spoilers if you want to go into specifics, because that game came out in October.
Yeah, I mean, there's the spoiler rule. I think the game's been out for, like, over a year.
I just
like that.
Beat it today.
I wow, went good. So hard. I wow, went so Dwight. Hard on that game.
Yeah, you're so good.
Thanks. I tweeted a picture of me.
I think I beat the game in 3 days, or I beat the game in, like, less than 24 hours. I forgot exactly.
I
had, like,
did it in 5 months, so fuck off. All right?
I
you're nothing special, Jose.
I
3 days,
my copy
5 months?
Yeah, that's what I did too, Jose.
I picked up my copy, and I had it, like, day one, and it was, like, it's funny. It's, like, Journey started, like, the 12th, and it's, like, and beat on the 15th. I was, like, yep, I did it. And it would have been earlier if I didn't have to work that following day. I could have finished it up. Mm. But I actually enjoyed it. What did you think about it now that you finally beat it?
It was good. I still maintain that I think that it's probably the best one to come out in a very long time.
Yeah,
I think that there's a lot. There's too many Pokemon, I feel, still.
Like, well, I'm glad they didn't shoot out another 150. They were like, let's relax.
That's true. But, like, I still come into, just because I didn't follow the series, like, super strict past, like, the second one. And even then, like, I don't even know, like, the second, like, 150 set, you know? But, like, when Pokemon come up, there's, like, so-and-so is about to send out butt plug.
Blah, blah, blah.
Do you want to switch? And I'm like, well, I don't know what. Is it a grass one?
I know, I hate it.
It's whatever. And I was just like, if it didn't have, like, the word, like, torch or flame or leafy bug, like, I'd had no idea.
I think my biggest problem still is the whole fairy thing. Like, it fucked me all up, dude. I'm sitting here like, this is going to be super. Oh, it's not effective? Okay, well, fuck you.
Dude.
Yeah, what do you mean I can't hit him?
Towards the end of the game, Fairy ripped through everything. Like, I caught, as soon as I caught,
dude, Fairy's OP.
Xerneas, I think, is mine. The X one, yeah. I call her Plump because I can't remember the name. So
Xerneas and Yveltal.
Yeah, I call it Plump. And as soon as I caught Plump, I just used him the most because he was 15
you
levels behind.
Your legendary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, oh, I did that, dude. I needed, my legendary, and I was like, front of the line, buddy.
Yeah, I needed a fairy Pokemon, and I didn't feel like going and catching another one.
Yeah, no, you know, explain it to me.
Wait,
I'm not explaining to you. I'm not fucking talking to you right now, Terry. You eat your cereal, whatever you were doing.
I mean, that's cute and all.
Get back to your Cocoa Puffs. I needed a fairy Pokemon, and I used that thing, and it tore through everything. So I didn't need to go.
It's so legendary.
Yeah.
What's your problem with
I don't. Yeah, I don't understand why he's giving me shit about a good Pokemon.
It's gonna rip through everything. It's made to be broken.
Well, that's why. Yeah,
bullshit, because it did die a bunch to things that I couldn't do any damage to. It did a lot of stuff. It was on my front line for a lot, but it still got wrecked a lot as well.
You're playing the game wrong.
Bullshit. If I'm playing with the broken character, it should never
die. Was broken as shit. Like, it being a legendary, really, like, it was dark flying, and it was just like, yeah, I have no, I don't care.
I used him for, like, quite a while, too.
Yeah, he learned that freaking, that bird attack or whatever didn't, like, it stole health, and just, he wouldn't go down.
Nice.
I literally would, like, I would get hit, and then it's like, oh, super effective, and I'd use that, I'd be like, oh, back to full health, fuck you. He definitely was frontline for a while, and then, of course, the way I beat the game, you already know, was I had one Pokemon that I just power leveled, which is my 95, my 95 Deoxys.
Dang.
Or Delphox. Yeah, that one.
Did I get Chestnut? Well, I don't know who he starts as, but did I get that from one of you guys? The Leaf?
You might
Leaf
have.
Starter?
Probably.
Yeah, it might have been for me, I think, or so. I know we were all breeding all of them. We're just like, yep, everybody gets one.
Yeah,
I was handing those things out.
I think I probably got it from you, Terry, because I don't remember if I traded anything with you, Jose.
You get one at the end of the game, dude. The girl gives it to you, and you go back home. She's like, hi.
No, she didn't give me a chestnut. She gave me.
Well, she gives you the opposite of whatever you chose. Like, she gave me a chestnut because.
Yeah, she gave.
I chose the fire.
Something else. I don't know, but the chestnut dude. Since I got it traded, he would just power level ahead of everybody. Like, he was getting, like, two levels every match I was in.
Yeah, that's what happened with my Charizard. He was just like, bam, bam, bam.
Right, and I chose Froakie as my starter, I believe. Yeah. And he should have been my strongest character, and I think he was third. He came behind my Charizard and the fucking Chestnut, who ended up being, I think, 78 at the very end. Because I didn't really grind at all. I didn't feel like I needed to. And when I got to the end, fucking, he went from, I think in the Elite Four, he went from like 73 to all the way to 77. It was ridiculous. I should have traded every goddamn one of my fucking start or my team.
It's true. Well,
you know how Adrian like got his like basically powered?
No.
He got a Mawile that basically he was doing one trait and someone gave it to him, and it was basically a failed project Mawile that was still really, really good. Like, I think instead of it being a 6 IV or a 5 IV, it was like a 4 IV, and it had every move it needed. So Adrian was like, well, you're going to go with me. And as he kept like leveling with it, it literally just, because of course it was a traded one, so it had double experience, and he just like super just had this really basically a perfectly IV trained Mawile. So he wrecked through almost all of the game with that. I had I had Delphox, and I had basically you guys healing me. As the
I remember that, yeah.
I was like, please help me.
I need because old power.
Dude, he was like weak to everything. Like, fuck, everything hurt him. It wasn't until like he had Grass Knot that I was just like, okay, I can kind of survive now. Everything else was just terrible. But he got me to win. He got me to victory, and that's all that matters.
Nice.
Now we gotta wait for Pokemon Z to come out.
It's gonna be the same game.
Shut up. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's gonna
all
have
all the Pokemon are gonna be in it.
It's gonna have both legendaries, right? And then a new Z one.
I wonder what it'll be.
Probably a Zigzagoon.
Shit,
but one that can Mega Evolve.
A Mega Evolve.
I want to see a Mega Evolution for Zygarde or Zygarde or whatever it's called.
I just told you which one it's gonna be, Jose.
Pay attention, Jose.
I want to see that. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna look up a badass Zigzagoon.
I just want to say that I still have yet to get a Bidoof from Wonder Trade. So like, someone loves me.
Yo, there it is.
I can make it happen.
Found the Mega Evolution of Zigzagoon. What the?
Did you see the evolution? The Mega Evolutions they have like they're talking about for the new ones for Gen 2.
Nice. I like that.
Here, I'll show you because like I can't wait because Typhlosion is my favorite Pokemon, and they're making him look awesome. He turns black.
Dang.
Because clearly when you go black, you're better.
Well, you're stronger.
It's funny, the Meganium one, like, the Meganium one just got herpes. That's all that happened. Nothing else special changed except it got herpes. It got these, like, bumps everywhere.
Oh.
For Alligator, looks like a fucking champ.
Yeah, right?
Meganium just has, like, little fucking, just, like, little pimples everywhere.
Nah, that's polka dots, man.
But look at Typhlosion, man.
Polka dots.
I get it.
I'm glad the joke landed with at least one person. I like how the dude in the middle there has he painted his claws pink.
He's like, I'm
a little too terrified, and I'm going to tone it down a bit. I'm going to paint these pink.
It's just a rawr. I'm scary.
But I got a sweet side, too.
Dude, I just think the Typhlosion looks awesome. Like, I can't wait. I gotta keep doing all the breeding stuff, but I haven't had the time to even sit there and, like, play Pokemon. I've been playing Tales of the Abyss, and, like, even then, I played it for, like, an hour.
Yeah, I got into it because, like, Twitch plays Pokemon, which everybody by now, if you're listening to this podcast right now, they've beaten the first gen. And
yes.
They've moved on.
And they're almost done.
They moved on to the second, right? Second gen?
Yes, they're on second gen.
And
they're almost done, you said?
No, I haven't.
They have to get to the eighth badge now. Like, they're almost there, dude. Like, think about in the sense of, like, where the first one was. Like, they got to the eighth badge, then it was just, like, I think a day or two more passed, and it was like, we're done! So, it's definitely going to be interesting to see where this goes, because they're plowing through it.
The only thing that's going to be worth watching for this one right now is that last battle against Red, because they hacked the ROM into having the first gen.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. That's why it took them a day or so to get to Gen 2.
Wait, what did they hack its way out?
So we know. Same... So that's fully confirmed? Because I remember, like, I was hearing that, and I was like, that'd be so awesome.
It's confirmed.
He has the same Pokemon?
Yeah, as the team that we beat the first one with.
Yeah.
So there's Bird Jesus and stuff. And there's a bunch of people, like, trying to call the same Pokemon this time around the same thing. Like, they caught another Pidgey. They immediately start calling it Bird Jesus. I'm like, are you freaking kidding? No, that's not Bird Jesus. It's another one, man. It's dumb. I'm done with it.
He's Brian. It's over. He's Brian now.
Yeah, they call him Brian.
That's good.
Because he's like bad luck Brian. He's supposed to have higher expectations. He's supposed to be Bird Jesus. Like, I think my biggest problem is, like, okay, I mean, don't get me wrong. Everyone's having fun. I'm completely okay with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if they want to call it Bird Jesus and that's your form of having fun, awesome. But my biggest thing is that this should not be forced. It wasn't forced in the other one. Like, the whole Lord Helix thing wasn't forced. It just came to be.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, they're forcing it, and that's the biggest problem.
Yeah. I think, like, it's because a lot of people might be coming in from the tail end of the last one, and they're like, oh, look at all these nicknames, you know? And I think that the cool thing about the first one was, first off, it was the first one, and it's the first run-through of an awesome, like, experiment, you know? Of how insane and just
see, but they
horrible.
Keep changing it too. That's the biggest problem as well. Like, the whole anarchy system, they keep changing it, and it's like, fuck, it was fine how it was, like the voting.
Oh, it's
and now they did
again.
It where it, like, it, yeah, now it's like, basically what happens is anarchy happens once, I mean, democracy happens once every hour,
right? Yeah.
And then they can vote, but then they can vote for anarchy. So literally you can have literally like 10 seconds of democracy, and if they just vote back anarchy, bam, it goes back to anarchy, and they have to wait another hour for democracy.
Yeah.
All right, with that.
I didn't like it. I mean, I felt like, you know, the anarchy, like, if when we finally got together, everyone that wanted anarchy, like, to switch Zapdos over, they worked together and put it to democracy to make it.
Yeah, and then we lost, like, 5 times in a row immediately after that. Like, worse than we were on anarchy.
Okay, but we won. We won with anarchy. It was gorgeous. It was one of the greatest moments ever. And I just... I mean, it's what it is. It's supposed to be nuts. Supposed to be all crazy, and I don't know. I just think they keep tampering with how the voting system's working, and it's like, okay, now when Gen 3 comes, what's going to happen? Are they going to do like 10 minutes anarchy, 10 minutes? You know what I mean? Like, they're taking away from, like, what it was.
Yeah,
I think that it's different, but I'm not watching this one.
I've been watching every now and then. I put it on and I'm like, I'm following the guy that does the Twitch Plays Pokemon like Twitter. Who's like some random guy who just updates everyone. Mm-hmm. And I always do that. I've been watching every now and then. Every now and then I'm at work, I talk to people about it, and I'm like, yeah, check this out, and I'll show them videos on it, and like I'll like show them the Twitch page. But...
Nerd.
I don't know. I think a lot of it's getting forced, and it's ruining it. A lot of forced... forced nicknames, forced everything. Like, there doesn't have to be a profit. Like, it's like the game started, they were like, who will be the next prophet? I was like, I don't want to be fucking looking at it like that.
Well, no one if you're going to be like that.
No one if you're going to be a bitch. Fucking calm down, all right? Jesus doesn't, you don't just declare a Jesus, okay? All right? Jesus comes forth and shows.
Let it happen.
You. Yeah. All right, so I'm looking at their party right now. Apparently they have an Eevee, which they call Burrito. they have a Pidgeotto.
I don't know what's inside.
Yeah, Pidgeotto, which apparently, yeah, they call him Brian. They have a Hoothoot, and they call him Dr. Hoot. Whatever the blue dude is. I don't know his name. They don't have his name here.
It's Feraligatr.
Feraligatr, and his name is Major Lasergatr.
Oh, they changed it again.
Well, they.
I want to know what the deal was with the Admiral.
Oh, why'd Admiral Sentry.
The
Admiral
they name
was
him an Admiral.
There was a point where it first started. They were like, let's go with a, you know, like a war theme-ish kind of thing. So they wanted ranks. So they had the Sentrant. They were like Admiral Sentrant. There was I forgot who else. They had like a Caterpie they caught, and like they had different like rankings, and that's where they were starting to go with. And I don't know if it caught
they're,
on.
They're putting too much thought in that now, because I like the fact of like when they catch something new that everybody just fucking spits out like random names for something, and whichever one's the most popular eventually gets said enough, and then that's the name. I like that system.
the system of just like give it a nickname and that's where it came from, like ATV.
Fucking ATV is a champ, dude. The Dragon Slayer.
ATV. He became ATV, the Altering Venomoth, and then after that he became Dovamoth because of how awesome it was. And like, see, it happened because of like the events. It wasn't a forced thing. We're like, we're gonna call him Dovamoth. I'm like, oh, it's fucking just because it was the most amazing thing happened.
Or it's based on the name that they fucking give it, you know? Like Brian, there's like five B's. but I'm sure, yeah.
I was kind of mad that they fucked up the whole naming of the champ. Like, we had Red. You were his Red story. Like, it shouldn't have been. Like, it's like AJ or something like that is apparently the main hero. Mm. Like, it should have been. They should have just kept it to what it was. I mean, technically, he's gold, I think. That should be the trainer, even though it's Crystal.
No. Well,
wait, what did they name him?
He's named, like, AJ something.
Oh, well, not like they had any control over what name they give him.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure when Switch plays, they already had it, like, preset where it was red, and they were like, there you go.
I don't think so. I think that was just back when there was only, like, 10 people in the chat.
Yeah.
You know? And then they got away with that.
They couldn't fuck that up.
Yeah, the trainer name is AJDNNW, and then in quotes, it's AJ.
Yeah, he's AJ. AJ.
Yeah. So they got AJ.
Oh, no, they call him, is it AJ? Or like, they call him, like,
AJ.
Downey.
It says AJ. Right here. Training name, AJDNNW, AJ.
Yeah, they call him AJ Downey. Mm.
Probably, I mean, I guess, because there's D double N.
Yeah, because they had, like, a bunch of pictures they had of, like, Robert Downey Jr. with a Pokemon hat and, like, the Pokemon under.
Anyways, well, the last Pokemon on their team is a Shuckle that they name Shuck Norris. And
dude, Shuckle is the shit.
They got five Pokemon in the box. There's a Smoochum, which they called Duke Smoochum.
Duke Smoochum.
Duke Smoochum, another hoot with no nickname. They have a Koffing, whose name is Wee. Not even kidding. It's three W's, three E's. Wee, I don't know how they did that. And it's called the Wrestler. I don't know why. Shit. I wish they had backstories for all this. Then they have a Metapod, whose name is OXXOZZ, and then a dash and then a colon, whose name is Ozzy Ozworm, or the Love Bug.
All right.
Yep. And then they have a Raticate, whose name is just a bunch of B's and a bunch of D's, and they call him Abed or Abdul.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep. Yep.
It's a strong team.
It's a good team, and they got good backups in the box. So
we'll never get to use them.
They called Togepi Prince Omelette.
Oh, he's gone now.
Yeah, they released him.
And then they have a Whopper whose name is Whopper Goldberg.
Who releases Pokemon?
Huh?
They don't have a choice.
It just happens. Oh, they had a Drowsy. His name was Colonel N.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But because he was...
Yeah, the Drowsy got released with the omelet. Like...
No, apparently,
Gen 3 is going to be awesome because if you make him hold an item, like any male, you can't release the Pokemon.
Yeah, until you take it off, right?
Yeah, but that's a lot of fucking shit you got to fuck up. That is a line of fuck-ups you have to have. To take off the item and then go to the PC and then release them.
Colonel didn't get released with Prince Omelette. It says he was released 2 days, 22 hours in, or whatever. Prince Omelette was released 3 days, 15 hours in.
Ah, poor Prince.
Yeah. Damn, they got this stuff down to the freaking numbers now.
Count to the numbers.
Count the numbers.
Give me the numbers, boys.
Need those numbers on my desk by Monday. First wideout was 46 minutes in.
Listen, you gotta train till you black the fuck out.
they whited out 18 times.
It's tough, alright?
It is tough. I'm not... Okay, you're right. It's absolutely... It's very tough.
Why are you bringing so much attention to it?
I'm just reading the numbers, alright?
You will. Numbers lying.
Oh, there was...
Those... 10 of those times, it was a fluke. Some got it in his eyes.
My eyes!
Throws his hands up.
There was an Admiral Vivi too, by the way, who's I don't know what Pokemon that is. Some raccoon looking thing. But it was just called Vivi, so they called it Admiral
Vivi. Look, it's my Vivi.
Anyway, I think that they need to go and pick up Duke Smoochum out of the box.
I don't know why they're not walking around with him.
Going to the box is scary. That was a situation you do not want to put yourself in. You know, and I always thought during the whole public Let's Play, I was like, what happens if they, like, fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was scared because there was points where, like, you know, like, Australia would take over and, like, so, you know what I mean? People would fall asleep. So, like, the levels who was on would change, like, a lot. And I was always scared of what if, like, trolls attacked when we, like, went to sleep. We come back and there's only one fucking Pokemon.
Well, yeah. What, like, 3 days in or whatever, there was a huge thing on 4chan or whatever about a bunch of people that were banding together to troll and release all the Pokemon or whatever.
Well, there was that, and there was
one that tried to release it during the, like, they had people come in, like, there was a guy that was streaming who, like, his main goal was, like, guys, let's release it. But I was wondering, like, if it would ever happen where, like, you know what I mean, like, there was so much downtime, like, everyone had banded together, and, like, we, like, you know what I mean, you come back one day and we come back and it's like there's one fucking Pokemon. Like, can you imagine how like that would be? Like, all right, man, game over, guys, we lost.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, it's not. You can't band together that many people to troll.
Absolutely not, like, no.
They've already proven you can't.
We can barely band together to fucking get to attack. Yeah. But I will say, we caught a Zapdos.
Who was...
Yeah, that was... I was amazed.
The Master Ball. Like, that is just textbook. Fantastic job. Who was... Was it the Zapdos that almost got released last time? And then, like, one...
Yes, and someone saved him.
One person, like, hit B, or it was like...
He's like, no.
It was like...
Not today.
In between, like, just want the next person. If that person didn't hit B or whatever, the next one was an A, and it would have released it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very, very scary.
So, see, things like that are going to happen even if trolls come in. Like, there's still going to be people there that are actively going to try to not do it. And there's always going to be more people that are trying to not lose their Pokemon than trying to...
And then there's still a ton of people that just don't know what's happening.
That is also true. That is also true. Terry, I think that's probably a good picture to really sum up, I guess, this Pidgeotto.
I'm just Brian. Nothing more, nothing less. It's true.
That's a shame.
I already don't think highly of Pidgeys. But
that changed last time for me. Like, seeing... Burgess ripped through, like, everything last time. It's like, wow, Pidgey's not so bad, you know? I guess not so good now.
He performed adequately.
I gotta get off the subreddit.
It's all about that Zapdos, though.
Yeah. He did good. He did real good.
Zapdos, that's always awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this subreddit is just like the absolute best way to just get free karma right now, because you can just post like the stupidest thing and everybody's like, yeah, that's stupid.
Idiot. Okay, I'm putting the DS down.
Yeah, I need to get off the subreddit, kick it back into high gear. Not Jose, high gear.
Speaking of gear,
Ryan, why don't you mute your microphone while you're eating?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I got really hungry.
Why do you always eat during these things?
Because I got really hungry.
That's valid. That's a valid excuse, but yeah, keep your mic muted. Thank you.
I'm hungry too.
Anyways, right. Terry, yeah, you dumped a bunch of money.
Yay. Into my car again.
Yay.
To replace my clutch.
Yay.
How much did that run you, buddy?
Now it's all driving correctly, and I can't drive it. I'm pushing the pedal down, and it's working, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, I had the same experience when I was first learning how to ride my motorcycle when I was younger.
Wait.
I had a dirt bike. It was my
I, dirt bike. I accept. Yeah. You said motorcycle. I thought you were joking.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, so I had the same experience when I was learning how to ride my street bike
when I was 4 years old. Picked up myself a Suzuki. No, dirt bike back when is it had a sticky clutch. Which is probably, if I remember right, that's how your clutch kind of felt. It was basically like...
It was squishy.
Yeah, it was very...
It had a little stick to it. It had some character.
Right. It had character. That is...
It's all firm and like, there's like a little like resistance there. And I'm like, come on, I'm just trying to shit.
Now it's actually when you pull the pedal up, it's like, whoa, I'm going forward now.
Yeah, like, yeah. The pedal, like, it pushes up. Like, there's that period like when it's low. Where there's like not much resistance, then you get to a point where it comes up and it goes and it like pushes back, and you're like, "Whoa!"
It actually grabs now, yeah. But yeah, no, it did that sticky clutch. Not good. First time I did it, my dad.
He showed me the parts.
My dad, my grandpa
were like in shambles, pieces missing. And I'm like, "What's wrong with it?"
It's fine.
Not right. Supposed to look.
Nah, those pieces, they come off because it's why are you giving me the third degree, all right?
Bitch, you don't know.
It's like, sir, I didn't ask you.
I don't think this is even your car, sir.
What if he pulled out the bike and it wasn't even like, like the tarp was still on it and then he was just, you couldn't even see the bike yet. Like, listen, the parts.
Okay, before you say anything.
That's
motherfucker.
I was like 15. Imagine going up to a dude that's trying to sell his fucking stuff. It's like, listen here, motherfucker. Before I show you this, some parts come off, okay? Whatever. Fuck off, alright?
What, you think you can put them on and they can't come off ever
again? What's your name, Kelly Blue Book? Get the fuck out of here!
What if he was
wearing a suit and he's like, the guy in the fire test toy suit would sell you a broken bike? Oh, man. My story is so lackluster now. The actual story that happened. To sum it up, the clutch was very sticky. I couldn't figure it out. Basically, what I did was gas it and then basically just drop the clutch right into a tree.
I was going to say right out of the bottom of the...
No, I went right into a tree. It was great. Oh, this salesman, man. It's either going to work, like, perfectly on you. Like, well, man, listen, all right, yeah, things break, all right? Things come off.
You can just pop it back on.
Just be a right.
Bitch. It happens. It happens.
Calling him a bitch. I was like, listen here, you bitch, all right? I break my stuff all the time, all right? Well, I'll fucking fix it.
wait. Stop everything. Breaking news. Breaking story. UK Mario Kart 8 comes with a limited edition. Comes with like a blue shell statue.
I want it.
I already want it.
I already have it. Lincoln. Coming to UK. Fuck you. Oh, man.
Right?
Yo, that's cool.
Wait, I can actually buy that game now.
Is it like the actual shell? Does it come off of the stand?
It has to.
Can
right?
you throw it at people?
Well, you can throw it regardless if it's on stand.
Well, yeah, but like, can you like?
No, it only hits the first. It only hits only if you're in a race because it's only gonna hit the player.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna pull it out.
Well, little video that they show of it, it spins up and then it like lowers down onto the pedestal.
It better come out for the 3DS too, or I'll kill somebody.
Mario Kart 8.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it has to make it happen.
No.
Make it happen.
That's what Mario Kart 7 was.
Mario Kart 7 got boring really quick.
What? 8's gonna have anti-grav. It's gonna be awesome. That's what I gotta tell people.
I have to buy a Wii U anyway.
That's how you start your story. Listen, it's got any gravity. It's going to be
fucking great. That's how it works. I had to like learn about that game. We were like, why? It's fucking Mario Kart. You race and that's it. But I had to learn about it. So it has anti-gravity, which is kind of cool because it's going to make you like hate your friends again.
Well, no, that's what Smash Brothers is for.
Yeah.
Well, no, but yeah, but this is going to have the same thing. Mario, it's going to be a dick. Like, if your buddy's using anti-gravity...
That's multiplayer. Yeah.
If your buddy's using anti-gravity, if you ram him, he fucking loses control of his vehicle and, like, spins out. So, like, if you catch him doing anti-gravity on your bike, you'd, like, love tap him.
What? I mean, that kind of happens when you drive on the ground anyways.
No, apparently not when you drive. Actually, yes, when you drive.
Yeah, especially when I drive.
Aren't you Mr. Gentleman Racing over here? Do we got to bring back those GTA 5 days?
I give people room. Okay, all right. Three cars length.
Isn't that right, Terry?
three cars Listen, length.
I'd do whatever it takes to win.
Oh, kill people. GTA 5 needs to come out on the PC already.
I'm waiting on it to come out. I'm just like, all right.
We need to get into that. I've been missing it, Terry. I've been jonesing.
I thought there was a definite no on that one.
No.
No, it's coming out.
Definite. That's what I heard.
Nothing's definite.
I heard there was a, like, Rockstar said never.
Rockstar's a bunch of fucking liars.
Rockstar likes money. They want to make another 200.
Not enough.
I like money too, but you don't see me releasing all my hits on PC. All right?
Maybe you should.
Well, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, just, your principles are that strong, huh?
That's right.
Well, I think you're wrong.
You're a real piece of shit, you know that?
I'm not going to buy your next album.
You don't say that. You know you're the only one that buys them. If you stop, I'm done.
I was trying to like sip on my drink really loudly, like I wasn't paying attention to you. I almost spit it up everywhere. You're the only one that buys them. I need you. I'm doing this for you.
I forgot how I'm supposed to go in this game.
Jose.
What game?
Jose, stop.
What?
I like games. What game are you playing?
Symphonia.
Oh, I don't care for that game.
Shut up!
Stop.
Play a different game.
You shut your whore mouth.
I have...
Okay, what game do you want? Let's see, there's... Tales of Zillia, there's Tales of Grace F, there's Star Ocean.
I see. And I don't appreciate it.
I have Tales of Grace F, I gotta play that one next. Or Zillia. I gotta figure out which one's gonna go next. I have Metal Gear Revengeance, or Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
I'm so what?
Will that make you happy?
No.
Do you want to play Halo 4 on my Xbox?
Maybe later.
Or what about I have El Shaddai? Nothing yet?
No.
Do I have to play Legend of Zelda Wind Waker?
I get down to Wind Waker.
There you go. I'll go play that. But first, I'm going to play Symphonia.
You're going to go play Wind Waker?
Yeah.
Wind Waker was okay until I had to get those damn skulls. I don't want to talk about it.
Wind Waker is wonderful.
Oh.
And it's HD.
Yep. I've played about 10 minutes of it with Leanne, and I stopped because I got kind of bored.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I didn't want to play too much anyways because I'm going to play it on my stream.
Maybe you should play a little bit so you don't look like a dumbass when you're playing.
Nah, that's the fun part. if I sure? do that, I get rid of all my content, Jose.
He's got you there.
You give me one solid rebuttal against that statement, and I will play a little bit ahead to not look like an idiot.
What now, Jose?
The cards are in your court. Basketball court, because you're black now.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Glad. I'm a black man. My month's over already. It's bullshit. I turned black towards the end of the month. You don't know my pain?
I don't know your pain. You're right on that.
You don't see these tears. He cried.
You know what? I need to say this because like I've yet to have that. Like I have to ask for IDs a lot at my job. I finally saw someone with the birth date of February
29th. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, I was like, you're special. Look at you.
You're the chosen one. You may have any game you choose.
For the full price.
No. No, no. But I can't believe that happened. Like, have you seen someone with that birthday?
Yes, I have.
It's awesome. Like, that's nuts.
But I've been in banking for 3 years. I've seen a lot of IDs.
Oh, that's true. I finally saw it, and I was like, you do exist.
Everybody stand back. Ryan's seen a lot of IDs.
Yeah. Mr. NSA over here.
Yeah. What secrets have you found,
you
Ryan?
You guys are just looking good tonight.
Speaking of Will Arnett, I saw the Lego movie today.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. I would recommend everybody to go see it. It was a good movie.
Those are some big words.
Fucking recommend.
I was just about to say those are bold words. We were pretty close in line there.
It's a good movie, and Will Arnett's he plays Batman. He voices Batman in the movie. That's weird. He's fantastic at it. He's fantastic at it. I would like to see Will Arnett play that type of Batman in an actual Batman movie. It was good stuff. Basically, it's a movie with like 50,000 actual celebrities in it, voicing all the characters. And
I know people have been going fucking crazy over the game. Like you couldn't find the fucking Lego Movie game. I don't know what the situation is now.
But it's still hard to find.
Yeah,
it's still like, a bitch.
We got like fucking 3 copies of the game for like each system, and they were gone. And then for like the whole week after the movie came out, a week or two. Just people always coming, all these parents coming in like, yep, Lego Movie Game. Like, I don't have it. It's unavailable online. I can't. It's not even, like, the nearest store is, like, 50 miles away. Like, I don't know what it is about this game.
I saw.
The Lego games have always been fun. Like, there's no doubt
that's
about
true,
it.
That's so true, but that last
yeah, but this one is, like, they sent us, like, 3, and they were gone. And that's all I saw of them. And everybody wanted it. And you couldn't get it anywhere. Like, they were telling me, like, yeah, they went to Walmart, they went to Target, all these places. Nobody had
the
it.
The last two that they released, the Marvel one and then the Lord of the Rings one, have been such a big step up from, like, the older ones, apparently. Like, first off, Lord of the Rings one, fully voice acted. It's great.
I don't like that.
It's good. I
don't like
good.
It.
It's
because he always has something to complain.
And apparently the Marvel one is fun as hell. And
Marvel one's supposed to be
and crazy. I want to get that one, and now apparently the Lego movie one is good? Or is it just scarce, and like that's why people are clamoring for it?
No, it's just good. Like, just...
Interesting.
It's apparently really fucking good. Yeah. Lego, I mean, the Lego games have been good. The only reason I said I don't like the Lord of the Rings one I'm kind of mad about is because there's voice acting. I know it's, like, weird, but... There was a charm. There was a certain charm to Lego games that they didn't talk.
Dude, the
like,
charm
my
is
favorite.
Completely still there. Have you played it at all yet, though?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you have to play it before you can say no to it.
I know, but
the humor, the whole Lego feel, and the stupid humor that they always do.
Okay,
still
but you
got to
understand. Like, okay, remember the Star Wars one?
I didn't play the Star Wars one.
The Lego Star. Okay, Lego Star Wars. One of the greatest moments because there was no voices was. Like the Luke, I'm your father scene, where like literally it's like the little Lego Vader, he pulls out a little like Polaroid picture of Luke as a baby, points at himself, and then like you see Luke go like, no, like just raise his hands up in the air. Like it had that moment, but like it was this like charm to it that made it was funny. Like it was actually like, watching it, I was like, okay, it's funny. Like there wasn't Luke, I'm your father. Like it was just this really funny like interpretation of how it would be because you can't say anything. And that's why I'm just like, aw.
I know, but you're shutting it down. They did a good job on it.
I'll see. I'll go probably play it at work like in the next couple of days. I'm just saying.
Well done. It's not cheesy, and it doesn't seem like it's like they're taking.
I don't mind if it's cheesy though. It should be like it's a Lego game.
You know what I mean by movie type games or whatever. They sometimes feel really
forced.
There you go. You know, it doesn't feel feel that way in this one.
We'll see.
Indeed, we shall.
Yes.
So is it extra following? I think we've talked about this before.
Yes.
Are you caught up?
Yes. Yes.
You watched Mondays?
Yeah.
Like you watched Mondays?
Yeah.
I hate Mondays.
Oh my god, that shit is getting too personal.
I know.
Sarah and I were just like looking at each other like, what? I can't. What?
You guys just started singing a Macklemore song.
it was crazy, dude. You don't even know.
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Well, that's your problem.
It's not a problem at all. I'm doing quite well not watching the show.
You don't know. It's because you're not watching it. But once
it's because you don't know what you're missing.
You don't know, man. It's one of the best shows I've ever watched.
It's I don't know about that, but I mean,
dude, it's crazy. It's so suspenseful. For a TV show, for a cable TV show, it's not on HBO or anything. It shouldn't be that crazy. It's just Fox.
Why are you putting HBO in a different category than TV?
Because that's paid.
HBO's stepping it up.
Because that's paid cable. That's not just regular cable.
This is bullshit. Is what it is.
No, it's not. They have a higher budget. They get to pay for. What are you talking about? They're completely different.
It's the same shit. A TV show on cable can do just as well, if not better, than a show on HBO. And in fact, a lot of times it does.
No, I'm talking about budgetary wise.
Right, a budget isn't always everything, though.
And what they can get away with. Like that's what I'm talking about. They show some shit on here that's just crazy, like that you don't usually see on Fox.
Ryan, are these people cursing
all the time?
They do curse.
Can't shut them up.
That is.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about. I'm talking about like throats getting slit and shit.
That people are showing feces on the television, Ryan.
Like you don't have to be an ass, to
Ryan. I am being the front of an ass. All right, I'm being a dick right now.
Oh. When you put it like that.
I really don't like that.
For those uninitiated like myself, what the fuck is this show?
Dude, I don't know what's going on. I've been playing Tales.
Tell them, Ryan. It's a show about a cult of serial killers.
Bored?
Yes. He saw a board. Ryan, a literal board.
Stop. Ryan, you cut him off. You leave him there. Stop. It's over.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. It's on Netflix. They can go check it out.
No, fuck that.
Well, good luck.
You guys didn't grab me with anything. Serial killers everywhere, right? I go next door neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
I talk to them. He's like, "So I'm a serial killer."
Dwight. That's exactly the point. That's exactly what it is. Even your neighbor, anybody can get stabbed by anybody at any time for any reason, for no reason. It doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah, that's like the most accurate thing you can say about that show.
Thank you.
Anybody can get stabbed at any time. You don't even
by
know.
By anybody. Like it doesn't. By anybody. Yeah.
That's the show. It's like who's gonna get stabbed next, and who's gonna do the stab.
You don't even know.
That's not enough. It makes sense to you guys because you know what's going on. But from an outside perspective,
I don't want to tell you. I can't tell you about the show. Like he's
basically. Why did you guys watch it then? How did you guys get into the show? Did someone?
It was literally a new show on Hulu. I was like,
honestly, I was at the mall and it was like, hey, there's a show with Kevin Bacon. I was like, oh well, I fucking love Kevin Bacon.
You didn't even mention Kevin Bacon was in it.
Love Bacon.
He's the star.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, yeah, that's all you need.
You are a terrible salesman.
There you go. Kevin Bacon's the star. I don't want to hear.
Yeah, I know, right?
I just need you to understand that.
You could have led with bacon in it.
You want some bacon in your diet or not?
Yeah,
I didn't hear
it's all about
today.
The bacon. What? Let me tell you. He's incredible. Yeah, so go watch it. It's on Netflix, first season.
What's it called?
It's a cult of serial killers who base all their shit.
Okay, here's the sentence on Netflix. A former FBI agent returns to duty
bitch,
when an infamous serial killer escapes death row.
cocksucking.
He soon discovers that the killer has a dangerous following. That doesn't give away anything, but it still lets me know what the show's kind of about.
I didn't even have a chance to fucking talk about it!
You had three separate chances, Ryan, and you didn't tell me anything except for serial killers and people getting stabbed. And then you stopped with Bacon.
Listen, Kevin Bacon, people getting stabbed. What more do you need to hear?
You didn't tell me Kevin Bacon until the very end is what I'm saying.
Because I told you as soon as I had an opportunity.
You could have led with it. Why didn't you lead with the bacon?
This conversation should have ended with Kevin Bacon.
It should have started with Kevin Bacon and ended there.
You're right.
But I didn't have a chance.
Ryan, what is your description of a chance? So I know for future reference to how much time to give you.
He was rudely cut off.
That is true. All right, but that wasn't my fault, so don't yell at me for that. Jose saw a 2x4, and he's like, boy.
Don't yell at me for that either. I didn't do anything.
This is unfair.
You can't yell at me for this.
So I just have a question because again I've been like in and out of this conversation. So it's a Hulu like one of those Hulu exclusives
Netflix.
Like,
oh, it's Netflix.
It's not Netflix. It's
a Fox show that's on Hulu, and now the first season's on Netflix. Speaking of seasons on Netflix,
I'm not done
House
yet.
Oh, House of Cards. I was going to talk about Pokemon, but all right.
We can get Pokemon.
Wait. I can't do the House Card ones. I gotta start watching it. I haven't seen it yet. Someone told me they gotta watch it. I'm like, I'm off to watch.
Jose, I'm not.
It's a good thing. We'll save it for next week.
Oh, you're not done. Okay, shit. Okay.
If you guys want to talk about it, it's fine.
We'll talk about it next week.
Oh, it's fine. Next time. Well, sure.
Maybe next week. I don't know. These come out like every 2 weeks. It seems like now. So
we gotta change that.
I was gonna recommend a live stream at some point.
Yes. Okay. Agreed. All right. We can do that.
You heard it first. People live stream tomorrow. Whenever you hear this, it's gonna happen.
I'm gonna upload this like next month. And
when we're ready.
When we have time.
The day before we're ready. Right? Everything's completely
that way. Your sentence there is tomorrow. It's gonna be true.
Good. That's important.
But Terry, let's go back to House Cards just real quick. Okay, just so we can.
Fuck cards, man.
House of Cards is the
best thing on Netflix.
No, it is. God damn it, I am fucking up here. It's like the.
Oh, that's so easy, isn't it?
No, I'm trying to come up with an analogy of how Netflix made House of Cards.
With money.
They used
Kevin money. Spacey.
First off, they got money. Second off, they got Kevin Spacey. Third,
and it's his studio.
Question marks. And then the fourth is profit. That's basically how it works out. But Netflix basically looked at what everybody was watching on Netflix, what everybody was rating and watching a bunch of times. And they're like, we need to make a show about this, this, and that. And everybody fucking loves Kevin Spacey because he is awesome. So, let's get him with his studio, and then we'll just make a show about fucking politics, basically. And I'm not a politic fan. Don't like politics. I think it's a very dirty type, just... It's a lot of hand-switching type thing. Too much. This show, fucking awesome!
Yep.
Super, this super...
We're talking dirty politics.
Dirty, like...
It's like... I don't understand regular politics, but when you got like money exchanging, you got threats involved. And, all right, I see what's happening.
When you go from like chump change, like a couple $10,000 to like millions of dollars, switching around and moving all over the place, then it gets crazy.
And a dash of murder.
A dash of murder. You got to make it a question. That way, people don't know.
Ah, right. Spoiler alert.
Well.
This may or may not have murder in it.
Of murder?
Murder? Who knows?
I don't know.
Watch the show.
It's a really good show, and Kevin Spacey is a great actor, and Netflix just releases the entire season immediately, as soon as they're done with it, which is awesome. So, like, when the second season came out, it was all out. And it is really good. It's completely worth your time to watch it. Good show.
Just great television.
I finished. Terry, you finished it?
Okay. Finished.
I finished it as well. Ryan, how close are you?
Close. Like 3 or 4 episodes.
Okay, that's pretty close to being close. Okay, so you'll probably finish that by next time podcast, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully. Well, I watch it with Sarah, so we take.
Okay,
we
that's fine. That's fine. Away. You know, you'll have time.
It's a slower
we'll,
going.
We'll have a slash spoiler cast about it. We could talk about it and gossip. Because
like just this girls.
Just us girls. Like not it. This new Jerome fella.
I don't trust him.
Don't trust them? Oh,
No people over there.
Oh, hi, Jerome.
Don't trust them, new hi, Jerome.
Anyways, yeah, so Pokemon is also on Netflix now.
Which came at exactly the coolest time possible.
The best possible time for it to come on, and it absolutely did. And
and it absolutely did. Yes, it did. Absolutely.
I started watching it about like 3 or 4 days ago, but before that, everybody's like, yeah, the first season of Pokemon's on Netflix. And it was just like, first season that. And I kept thinking, it's like, man, there's only going to be like 15 or like 20 episodes or something like that. Apparently, first season of Pokemon's 52 episodes.
Better know when to
and
quit.
I don't know if that's the whole series or not, if that's the whole Indigo League or not. Is it? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
But I don't know which episode I'm on right now. Only the most... Okay, wait, there we go. They don't have numbers. So, I'm on... Blah, 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 blah. And it's been awful.
Really?
Yeah, man, watching this as a kid was one thing, because you were always like rooting for Ash and stuff, and it was just kind of a fun time.
Yeah, but when you're older, you realize Ash is a fucking idiot. You're analyzing all his mistakes as he goes along.
He's a whiny piece of shit 10-year-old who doesn't listen to anybody until he gets his ass kicked like 14 times.
He's 10! Are you kidding me? Would you expect him to make fucking smart decisions in life?
He's 10!
Why his mom should have never let him go out on his own?
No, that is the rule, okay? 10, they gotta get a job.
That's the law. You're 10, you get the hell out of my house.
You go find yourself a Pokemon and survive in the wild, see if you're worthy.
Go live in the forest with those dangerous animals.
Every time he talks to his mom, she always reassures, are you changing your underwear every day? It's funny.
He's like, yes. And you're like, I've never seen him change clothes.
So you're like, he's lying.
This kid is lying to his mom. He hasn't changed at all.
I love the, like, have you seen, like, they were talking about the realization. They're like, dude, Pikachu was a dick in the first 20 episodes. He was a fucking asshole. And he was fat.
It's really, like, only, like, the first, like, 5.
That was his, he was acting out because he couldn't. he couldn't accept his weight problem.
He couldn't fit in the ball. He's like, I'm not going back in there.
I don't fit. It's cramped.
Like, Pikachu, you got a damn ball. I can't.
I can't.
I'm not the problem, okay?
But
poor fat Pikachu.
Listen, all right? He's 10 years old, right? But he has two very competent people with him. They're both very rational.
I wouldn't
listen,
say that they should be competent.
I wouldn't try to control the,
compared to Ash... Misty and Brock both offer him the correct advice at the time. It's only very rarely where, like, Misty or Brock will do something that's really stupid. Brock, it's usually when he's following his dingus around. Misty, it's usually when she's just acting out for some stupid reason at the time.
All right, Misty's a jealous bitch, and Brock's trying to get his dick wet.
That's basically what I said, yes.
Brock's always trying to get his dick wet.
Like a champ, dude.
The fool probably jacking off in his pants. That's why his eyes are always closed.
Wow. You realize what a cockblock Misty is, too. Like, I was kind of mad at her. I was like, look, bitch. Who's going to want no fucking dick in you? Who are you going to fucking deny Brock over here?
Brock just kind of trying to get a hard rock. You know?
Back the fuck up, Misty.
You know what also they never, like, talked about? Like, Brock left his fucking family.
Dude, I want...
His
that,
gym behind. He left his gym
behind. That freaking episode was funny as all hell because it starts off with the kids or Ash and Misty meeting Brock's dad, and he's like on the outskirts of town selling rocks. He's selling rocks to people as souvenirs for that town.
He's a genius, bro. He's Ped Rockman. That guy's innovative.
He looks like a hobo and stuff. And then, like, halfway through, there's this whole training montage with him and Ash and Pikachu.
He basically supercharges Pikachu, which is like, I don't know if that's cruelty or not. Right?
And then at the end, like, he comes out and he, like, takes off his hat and his beard and he goes, I am your dad. And Brock's like, what? And
I was extremely mad with that fucking show because they fed me lies. Because Pikachu got strong enough to kill rock types. But my level 99 Pikachu cannot take down level 20 fucking Geodude.
You didn't supercharge him, you idiot.
I fucking put a car battery to him.
Take him to a what is it? It's like a water mill thing.
To the waterfall.
And then hook him up. Juice him.
Juice.
Is that all it takes?
All it takes.
Get him on the juice.
Gotta juice that dude. But
that show's bullshit.
It is, and I'm just kind of going that the Team Rocket.
Well, the kids Ash still hasn't won any championship of any kind, like any of them.
Yeah,
he won like one of them. Like he won the Orange League.
Okay, Orange League doesn't count. Orange League is garbage.
Yeah, it sounds like the Special Olympics or something.
Yeah, it won the Orange League.
Legitimately.
Yeah, I'm at the current point where he has two badges, right? Which is the first twos.
He gets all fucking
It's all out of pity. It's all out of pity.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, just come on.
It's like, oh, you tried. Just
you know what I would love to see? It's like someone's rendition of the show, but as Ash, as a mentally handicapped kid, who this is how he's kind of seeing like how things are happening, right? But on the outside, it's literally like he walks in, just like, no, Pichu. Like it just
that's what the show is, though.
Basically,
you guys are being too harsh.
No. Ryan, rewatch it. Rewatch it again, Ryan. Okay, yeah.
I'm going to. It's on my list.
Just when you're doing shit.
I'm watching Batman: Brave and the Bold right now, or whatever. That shit is hilarious.
Also, I get infuriated every time the Pokey Rap comes up.
What? Wow, that's like the greatest fucking thing ever told.
When I was 10.
What's wrong with you?
Now,
no, it's awesome.
Forever
now,
and the rest of history.
At the end,
people will write songs about it. They'll
catch him, gotta catch him all.
Every episode, every episode, they end it with, but stay tuned because the Poker Rap's coming.
And you're just like, ah, shit.
And then I hit next episode.
It's about to drop, bitch.
I will say though, there are a lot of times where I'll sit through the intro, just almost every single time. It's like, yeah, that's good stuff.
You know, as much as you say that Ash is like retarded, he's technically the most like luckiest boy in the world. Like he's a dumb idiot that got extremely lucky.
That's what I'm saying. It's like he could just be all out of pity, just like people kind of like backed off a little bit, you know?
No, like think about it. Ash died twice.
He died. I remember him dying.
He came back. Like, I don't think, like, he's the luckiest idiot ever. The guy
died. He just whited out.
He died.
Dude, like, in episode 2, he gets chased by, like, 10 Spearows. It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, I remember that. And then he sees the ho-ho-ho-ho.
Yeah, and then he steals Misty's bike.
leaves
that bitch with 10 fucking Spearows coming. It's great. And then he gets chased by Beedrills like two episodes later.
Always getting chased by shit.
And then he catches like dumb Pokemon, like he sees a Caterpie and he's like, oh my god.
Grab it. He catches them to release them.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
You're fucking dick, Ash.
Dude, not even that. Like, the Caterpie evolves into Butterfree in, like, an episode and a half. And like 2 episodes after he becomes Butterfree, he trades it to this douche on the boat who kicks who he
He trades
Butterfree because he
let Butterfree go.
Okay, let me finish. All right, okay. This episode, he's on the boat and he kicks this rich looking dude's ass. He had like a sand shrew or something. I don't know. He kicks his ass. And afterwards, before Butterfree was about to, like, you know, deliver the, like, the kill and blow, you know, the dude picks up his, I think it's Eradicate, actually. He picks up his Eradicate, and he's just like, oh, that's it, I guess we'll just call it a draw. And Ash is like, Ash is like, what the fuck are you doing? And then, like, 5 minutes later, the rich dude comes up and goes, you know, that Butterfree of yours is quite the catch. Would you like to trade? And he does this whole thing about, like, how friends trade and, like, that's how you make more friends and blah, blah, blah. He trades away Butterfree! And in the same episode, the boat's fucking sinking and Ash is like, and it's Butterfree! He goes and cries to this dude and he's just like, I want my Butterfree back!
And the that guy's laughing all the way to the bank, meanwhile.
Right?
I got a piece of shit. You know how many Eradicates I got in my basement?
I think he traded him for a Voltorb or something. I don't know. I forget what it was. But, like, I thought the dude was just like, yeah, right, whatever, kid. But no, he trades it back. And then he gets Butterfree.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, Ash is retarded. Like, think about, like, fucking, where, like, even Professor Oak hints towards he's kind of stupid.
No.
Where he's
no.
like, Gary's caught so many Pokemon. Dude. You caught me, like, 50 Tauros.
No, dude, Professor Oak, I think he is more retarded than Ash. Rewatching it, Oak is dumb as hell. But yeah, there was that scene where, like, Ash checks up on Oak and he's like, how many Pokemon have I sent or captured? He's like, you've captured 7. Gary's captured 68. And he's like,
what?
Oh, what?
I'm already in my pajamas.
How awesome it would be if Professor Oak was actually just a professor.
It'd be pretty freaking awesome.
Oh yeah, no, it's incredible. Yeah, no, he is dumb. Oak is dumb.
They're all dumb.
I think that's why I'm like watching through it, just to kind of like just push through and see just the trail of dumb.
I'm waiting for the episode where like Oak calls him. He's like, you know what? Nope, not cut off for this anymore. Hand me back your Pokedex, asshole.
Listen, so, Ash, I'm cutting your service on your Pokedex. I can't.
And that includes your tablet.
I've had it with your shit.
I'm tired of all these Rattatats, dude. I don't.
Bill called. He's upset that his PC's full of bullshit.
He's like, man, you gotta get this shit out of here.
It's worse than when you were loading it up with porn.
Oak calls in his IT guy. He's like, I think it has a virus or something.
Nah, it's just this idiot kid.
It's so slow. Guess what? You got like 14 kilobytes left on your hard drive, bro. It's like a bunch of dancing like Rattatats and stuff on his
desktop. On a plaid right? background.
They just pop up in front of everything he's trying to click.
It's like the version of Clippy. But for Pokemon. Like, oh, I see you're trying to send an email.
Okay, I see you need help.
Would you like
help? I'm not going to help you. I'm just a rat.
Just eating your letters and shit. Get the fuck out of here.
He's like, go away.
Go away.
Oh, man.
That is a show I don't really recommend watching.
Well, why not?
I guess maybe if you're young, if you're one of our young listeners, why the fuck you listen, first off?
Who let you listen?
Who let you in this podcast?
Go tell your parents that they've made a huge mistake and they're failures.
Oh,
I feel like I can't watch it because they don't have all of it. They only have the first.
That's exactly how I feel, Terry. I want to watch everything that's ever been.
Wait, what do you?
And then it like jumps up to the black and white stuff. And I'm just like,
I don't really care about the other people though. Like, I just want to watch it this one because like I watched it as a kid and I never watched it again. So I figured, you know, I'll just go through this, and I never watched any of the other ones. Never. I think I tried watching. They did one for Ruby, I think. That the Ruby series or whatever, did they?
I'm excited to watch the whole thing.
But so yeah, I don't know.
One day.
One day.
One day.
So, that's what I've been doing. Beating Pokemon, watching Pokemon, talking Pokemon.
Well, now it's just Dragon Ball Z. That's all that's left to go on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
No.
What else? You can't just say no anymore, and then not give us one other show.
I know, right?
That was my input. I wasn't going to give anything else. It was just no one.
Glad to have you on the podcast.
I want more DC-based comic book stuff because there's a lot of Marvel shit. Marvel's animated's too cheesy, and DC's is just nuts. Nuts. I watched a Justice League movie the other night that was just crazy.
There is a lot of Marvel stuff.
Wonder Woman cut Aquaman's wife's head off and held it up.
Oh.
I didn't even know what I was fucking watching.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that, Ryan.
It was awesome.
Oh, okay,
I've been actually watching like anime again. Like I'm actually branching out to like not just like what's hip at the moment. I'm actually watching weird stuff, which is kind of cool. I'm enjoying it because I used to like not watch those types of animes. Like I'm watching Spice and Wolf right now, and I really really
Spicy
like it.
Spicy Wolf.
Spice and Wolf.
Oh,
I heard Spicy Wolf.
That.
It's called Spice and Wolf. It's two seasons, and I'm like, I'm already done with the first season. And like, I didn't watch today because I was like, I need to not do this all at once and just burn through the entire series. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely awesome. And like, this actually goes out to everybody who's listening. Give me recommendations for anime because I actually want to see more shit. And I think it's going to be like the new thing I got to do. Just like, I actually watch like an anime like either when I'm like on break.
Actually, Jose, I have a recommendation. Give me a second, and I will give you a link.
Oh man! But yeah, I've been enjoying it. If you guys haven't watched it, give it a chance. It's really good.
This
so far,
show.
It's what's it called?
It's great. I recommend it.
What's the name of it?
Right in Skype.
Oh, no, you son of a
bitch. Y'all talking about Space Dandy?
About
Space Dandy.
Yeah. Oh, no, no.
You know, I've been meaning to watch that because of Terry and Alex.
Space Dandy, man.
Not again.
It's a quality show.
Yeah. Look, a little
again.
Bit about it, Jose. Does not.
We talked about Space Dandy so long at one point.
It does.
Did you?
We talked about it once, and it was just, it was great.
Yeah, then you kept linking it back, like, oh, here, wait, what's this?
Are you guys hear about that new show, Space Dandy?
And something about Space Dandy, I just get reminded of, like, Alex and the whole boobies.
Yeah.
So have you started watching it?
I've seen the first episode. I've been meaning to getting around to it, but I'm everywhere right now, trying to do everything.
Yeah, like two.
And I want to watch it, and I want to like pay attention to it, you know, because I feel like it's a show that like you're not going to catch all the subtle stuff unless you're actually watching it.
No,
you don't think so?
You probably will. There's not that much subtle stuff.
It's
but
that
it's like,
and I got to read subtitles too, which is that's the main thing, I guess.
Yeah,
but Jose, quick description about it. Does not star Kevin Bacon. All right.
Okay,
and it's a dude in space, and there's boobies.
You see, Ryan, this is how you explain a show.
You start off.
Oh,
you interrupted.
You check the list. Kevin Bacon, yes and no. No. And then you move to the next. Kevin.
Well, if it doesn't have Kevin Bacon, I'm not going to watch it. So there's your problem.
That's true. These are.
I was not aware that Kill la Kill was also on Hulu. Also a great show.
I don't want to watch that show. I feel like it would be too much for my brain to take.
You got through Gurren Lagann, right?
Yeah.
That's basically what's happening. It's ridiculous.
I want to watch it. I still haven't either. That's another one I put aside because it's just like there was this humongous hype train, and I was just like, "Oh wait, you let me know."
I think they're about to wrap it up. It's like episode 21 came out today.
But speaking of hype train, I'm waiting for Attack on Titan.
Yeah, so, I don't know what's going on with that.
I was just about to ask, does anybody have any word on that? Because that would be nice.
Or Gatchaman.
Gotcha, man.
I really need to see that again because they need to fix it. It's great.
It's a good show.
It's so pretty.
stupid show, but it was pretty good.
It is awesome. I loved the villain. He just walked around and just dancing and shit like it's fucking awesome.
I don't understand that fucking show, but it was pretty.
I completely loved it. I was watching. I was just like, God, this is great. And I just loved. It was the villain that made me actually like it way more than anything. Because I don't know why, it just reminded me of like the Jack Nicholson Joker.
Like,
that's what it reminded me of, and like I don't know why. And I was all just like, this is. I like this. It was so weird, like, because people, they find out that guy's a that dude, that girl's a dude, and then he continues being a girl. You're like, stop it, it's gross.
Let her live her life.
X didn't care. X was like, I believe in you. Like, he's putting makeup on. Like, it wasn't like he was like a cross-dresser, but it was, like, he went on the street normal, but apparently when he was a superhero, he was a female superhero.
Well, yeah. All right.
Well, I mean, that skirt
was obvious.
That skirt, though, you know? I don't know. That guy was weird. I don't know how I felt about him. I fell in love with Hajime, dude. Hajime is like... She's so cute. Like, you can't get mad at her.
No.
She's like, look at a sign, I'll say, do not trespass. And she'll walk right past you and be like, oh, I forgive you.
Nah.
She probably can't read.
She's just being herself. Yeah, that was a good show. Oh. I don't know that we need another season of it, but.
They need to. I just want to see the really, really flamboyant guy, like, fucking use his powers and, like, just wreck, like, a fucking planet. That's what I want. Like, that was the whole thing. He's the strongest character in the fucking series, and he can't transform because the fuck shit up. So I just want to see, like, get to the point where it escalates, where, like, a planet's gonna get fucked. Like, he's gonna transform, shit's gonna fucking break. That's what I want to see. But we don't know what's happened.
Shows
and it's gone. No, it's not. Did you tell me this, Terry?
Listen, I'm trying to get you back into some animes.
No,
but you're not having it.
Yeah, you gotta accept it.
Doing a Space Dandy.
I'm gonna do Space Dandy. Space Dandy, I guess, is the next one.
I guess I should probably watch Space Dandy that way.
So I can go around and go, boobies! So I can understand about this.
God damn. I need to watch that. I'm going to get some episodes right now. You don't mind if I watch it right now, right?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, can we go for like another 20 minutes without you booting it up?
I already started the episode.
I'm actually at the point I got to go.
Well, then.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
Well, you can continue without me. I mean, I gotta work, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You work
out tomorrow? I gotta pay for stuff. Yes. Mm. So I gotta go do laundry, get everything done, and then take like 3 hours to go to sleep. That's my usual, like, routine. It ends up I turn Twitch on, then I wait for my laundry to get done, then I put it away, then, you know, whatever.
What, like, Twitch plays Pokemon, or just...
Yeah, it goes from that to either like that or like League of Legends. I'll see what's going on in the league community on that.
About the league now, huh?
I watch league all the time. I actually played a couple of games. I'm doing really, really good now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so better than when I first started playing. Whenever, like, I look back at when I first started, I'm like, damn, man, I was a noob. Now I'm, like, learning more and more.
I had a couple of people in my stream today asking me if I'd ever be playing League or whatever. I tried to put him down gentle and let him know. No.
No. No.
It's definitely awesome. The community fucks it up a lot.
I played League. I thought it was an interesting concept. I liked old school Dota game. I say game because it was mainly just a Warcraft thing, you know. It was interesting, but I couldn't do any game without that wasn't against bots, because I just can't take like teammates yelling at you for like the stupidest thing.
See, that's why when I play it, I have like either like I have Adrian Hobbit with me. I'll even have Maddie there. So like, even if I have like that one retard, it's not bad. I have either. I always have like a buddy. I have a battle buddy.
And I'd follow you in like middle lane. That's okay, right? I just follow behind you, and I'll hide in the grass.
You go hide in the jungle.
You'd be the support player. Then you can just chill with the AD. You'd be support, and you make sure that the AD gets fucking fed. That's your job.
Yeah, feed the AD, Dwight. Shut up and feed the AD.
The only AD I know is attention deficit, okay?
I thought we were talking about Arrested Development. That's my bad.
Listen, see, Jose, this is the problem with League. We're all on different levels, all right? We're all over the place.
I was watching Arrested Development the whole time. What is an AD?
Well, it's the ADC, but whatever.
ADC? Well, I'm not going to ADC.
What is the ADC?
It's attack damage carry, meaning it's the guy who does the most fucking damage by right-clicking. And then you have people that you have the ADC, you have the AP, you have APC, and then you just have like AP. It's your ability. Okay, you have AD is attack damage, and then AP is ability power. Mid lanes are usually ability power, which on a rare occasion they're AD.
You're not even speaking English anymore.
Look, there's either the person who right clicks and does damage, or there's the person that pushes buttons and does damage. That's
what
it.
About the,
and then you have the guy
who, the person that left clicks.
Yeah, there's got to be someone.
There's a whole hemisphere of the mouse we're ignoring here.
No, fuck that. We don't left click.
I want to be the left click.
Okay, let's go. We'll go left click.
I'm the LC.
We'll LC the TL. That's top lane.
I'll LC mid. Okay, LC TL.
Let's
follow you. I'll be
okay,
Teemo.
Wait, no, I'm Teemo. Oh, God. I play Teemo. I got a...
That's the only name
I got a fairy outfit for Teemo.
I know Teemo
I think
and
it's
Ash.
Fairy. I don't know. Some dumb.
Yeah, there's two. I could probably could name them dumb. All, but like I'd have to see some of them.
Please don't.
Too many.
Please.
Are you sure, man?
Jose, please.
Do it. I'm gonna
tweet that right now. Everybody going to be like, what?
I can do it, man.
Listen, I'm just trying to Teemo the LC with my TL.
No, Terry, I'm your BB. I'm your battle buddy.
Yeah. I'm a baby. battle buddy. That's what I thought it was.
Battle buddy, baby boy. There's YMB. Yeah, my boy. we're going to go over it. I mean...
Look, we're gonna have
you know
to.
More than I do, but I know a couple of, I know the bottom lane terms. Dude, that's the thing. You're a top lane. I know. You're top. I'm a power bottom. So I'm on the bottom, just ripping shit. You know, I'm in the jungle. I'm out of the jungle. I go back into the jungle.
I go back in when shit's getting a little too hot.
I'm juggling bitches, and then there's this, you know, there's things in the forest too. That they're not even people. They're like golems.
They're not even people.
What are they doing in the forest? Then?
That's get I try to get. That's what I'm doing in the jungle. I'm getting rid of those people.
My head hurts now, guys.
There's even a dragon. There's a dragon on the map too.
There is.
Shut up, Jose. Terry. We'll take. See, there's also a lane that goes like through the middle. So my bottom lane, Terry, can go up to your top lane. It's the fast track to friendship.
You tell me. I can change lanes
anytime. With no consequences.
I need to say, so when are we going to see the Team Let's Play
League? The thing is that it's way more funny to talk about than it is going to be to play. That's been recommended a lot. Like, a lot of people want to see us do a Team LP of of League.
I'm still down
you
to
think?
Do it.
Should we I'm do down. It?
Yeah.
Just saying, I'm down. Adrian will definitely be a part of it.
We'll just follow Jose.
You have a top, middle, bottom. Two. It's one top, one mid, two bottom.
Can there,
and one
can there be multiple Teemos?
No.
Why? Question?
question. Answer.
Why not?
You there, sir, in the middle?
Why can there not be more than one?
Because technically, with the whole lore of it, there's like...
Oh my
it's,
God,
it's
Jose,
the
I don't care about the lore.
Oh my God, he's going to talk about the lore in the middle.
Well, it's every champion's fighting.
There's lore in that game?
You can, yeah, there's a lot of fucking lore in that game.
Damn it, right.
I don't want to know. Sorry. Apologies.
It all began.
You opened the Pandora's box, man.
But thousands of years ago.
Many moons. That was a village.
Wait, I got it. Wait.
Thousands of years ago.
There you go.
I think that's a great spot to end the podcast on, guys.
All right,
I'm in. Say thank you to everybody who listened to the podcast. Thank you, Jose,
for joining us.
I have Jose's schedule now. When Ryan and I are done doing our secret project dealy thing, things are gonna happen.
I don't want to know about a secret project.
I know.
No, I don't even know about this.
Because it's a secret project.
Well, fuck you, Jose. You want to make a secret project?
No, you can't do it.
Let's make our own. You know what? Let's have our own black project. How about that?
Yeah.
I was afraid of that. My only weakness.
No one wants to be a part of that. It's just going to be loud. Come on.
They're just going to go to a movie theater and talk the whole time. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for listening to T-Bogger's podcast. I'm going to go to a movie by myself. And that's it.
Me and Jose are going to the whole time.
Talk to myself. Bye, everybody.
Don't go in there. Oh, this movie can't happen. This could have never happened.